And Darren Kelly has job spot. Darren, what have you got today?
Got three in total, John. We're going to start with join ACAL Technologies as an electrical apprentice, starting at €26,000 a year. Learn from experts in BMS, PLC systems, build control panels and more. Apply at careers@acal.ie. Ashford Castle Estate are hosting a recruitment evening on Thursday, March the 14th, that's this evening, at the Lodge at Ashford Castle between 4pm and 7.30. For information or to book a place on the evening, reach out to humanresources@ashfordcastle.com. Walk-ins are welcome. And finally, ProVirum, a startup medical device company, is looking to hire a permanent manufacturing technician. Apply with CV to hr@proviruммedical.com. And if you need any phone numbers or email addresses, please call our reception on 091-770-077. Search hashtag Galway Jobs on social media or go to galwaybfm.ie/jobspot.
Thanks indeed for that update, Darren. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back into today's programme. I'm delighted to say I'm going to be joined on the line by two individuals, but I'm also joined in studio by Fionnuala Creegan, who is the mother of a 10-year-old boy who was born deaf and is attending Scoil Catrina in Renmore, because T.G. Cahir's teenage drama series Sail Ella has launched the first ever Irish Sign Language broadcast version of an Irish TV drama. I think it's an absolutely fantastic initiative. We'll be joined shortly on the line by Siobhan Ní Gadhra, the series producer of Sail Ella and MD of Donu Media and the production company behind the successful series. But we're also joined on the line, she actually is on the line now for us, but we're also joined on the line by Cúla Cathair, T.G. Cahir's Children's Channel lead TV presenter Niamh Ní Cronin, who emceed the recent Sail Ella ISL launch in the Irish Deaf Village in Dublin. Niamh, imagine what ke will to
come I come out can us that you hein
og hin to car fad ni va inistum fui on okad shin.
Well, good bon news if we would a giri kelura more a yellow Aaron Shrasha mar Louis to his rod starrel rod co special the ta end the kula garog is the TG garog is done pubble bower fad so volley sluela kela it's an Irish deaf village the volley bower in Lochlea agus vi mod glært Siobhan agus le cúpla dhuine eile vi buantag le leis an glór agus le néa curla céile agus is dír is tógadh ceiliúr a bhí ann leis an glór a chur chun cín ónas go dtuigeadh daoine ar fudfad na tíre go bhfuil Sail Ella ar foil in ish le teanga cóiríochta na hÉireann agus tá muid anna bhródúil as an tráth tá déanta ag Donu Media dún.
And so you should be proud. We're also joined on the line by Siobhan Ní Gadhra, the series producer of Sail Ella. First of all, Siobhan, congratulations. I think it's a great initiative.
Yeah, thanks very much. We're delighted to hold this special position, I suppose, in Irish broadcasting, whereby we're the first drama to be available to our deaf community, which has with Irish Sign Language included. So, you know, when we were first approached by T.G. Cahir, who were interested in piloting a scheme to do this, we were delighted to kind of become involved in it and worked closely with a few different organisations and got support from Commission Mellon as well in relation to the funding of the project. So, you know, it opens Sail Ella up to a whole other new audience and also serves an audience that I think is underserved in our broadcasting landscape as it currently stands.
Definitely, because it is Seacht na Gaeilge Fuí Láthair, and harv a tábhachtach tá an teanga a chur chun cín, homá?
Cínta, agus sílan gúil sé tábhachtach gomach mud a chur ábhar is coming a Gaeilge nó mérle ar fáil dan pobl báris is hér Seacht. Dar nóí, tugan sé seo deis go T.G. Cahir agus dúnia mar léirahóri gomach Sail Ella ar fáil go loch féchan an nua agus gomach ábhar a tá léirahé in éirin ar fáil dan pobl sin freisin.
Now, Niamh Ní Cronin, you were there at the launch in the Irish Deaf Village in Dublin. Did it surprise you that this is the first ever Irish Sign Language broadcasting version of an Irish TV drama?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, like Siobhan said, you know, we need to be broadcasting more and more like this. So this is just the start, and it's a very strong start, but you know, we hope to continue it and plan to continue with similar programming or more programming with ISL in the future. So, you know, what we've come to realize is that there is a demand for shows with ISL, Itonga Corioch, the Naharan. And then, you know, it's our responsibility to broadcast shows like that. So as for Cúla Cathair, We're a brand new station, 6 months on the air, just last week. And what we always say is, it's Lumsa A. So we're giving ownership to the young people of Ireland. And if there's young people around the country who use ISL, which there are many of, then we need to be providing programs with ISL. So that's what we're doing now with Sayalala.
It's going to have some great benefits to the people you've just mentioned. And a mother of one of those joins me in studio now, Fionnuala Creegan. Fionnuala, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining us today. Talk to us about your son and what this is going to mean for him.
So my son was born deaf and wears hearing aids, and it is something that I do worry about, how dependent we are on technology. We're dependent on batteries, we're depending on his technology working. And at the beginning, that was a great thing that he could wear technology and that, but there were occasions where the technology, we could use it, like swimming, like holidays at the beach beside the pool. And it started kind of worrying me that we could be so dependent on technology to communicate with our son. And so that's when we kind of decided that we wanted him to start learning ISL as well. Around that time, we also applied for a transfer to Scoil Cathrina Renmore, and he is in the hearing impaired class in Scoil Cathrina, and he's doing incredibly well there. He gets great support. Tashe ag Folum Gaelga Koma Anshin is even lesh on Gaelga Olam, and he also has a chance to learn ISL, so he gets to learn both Gaelga and ISL, which he is just loving. He's big into languages, he's big into learning new words. So seeing ISL on television for him, of course, at his age, every time he sees somebody signing on television, he calls me in to watch the sign language on television. So he's really excited about it, and bringing a young person's program now that he can watch and have more access to learning by immersion through watching fun programs is just an incredible step for us.
I think it's lovely that he is still learning Irish, because he would be he'd be able to qualify for exemption if he wanted from Irish, but he wants to learn
he's
Irish.
Chosen to, yes. Yeah,
I think it's lovely. I think it's lovely. To hear that, Siobhan, what does that mean to you to see that the benefits, the real life applications this is going to have, this work you've done?
Yeah, no, I mean, it means the world to me. We're really proud to be involved in the project. And, you know, I have four young kids myself. You would hate, you know, that they would be in any way on the margins, if you like, or that there wouldn't be content available them to live the life that they want to live. So I think I really think there needs to be, you know, a shift in our thinking on this, and there is no reason that more content wouldn't be made available. And I think the fact that it's Irish content as well, you know, I am aware that you can get some kind of UK and US, but it's a different sign language, so, you know, it's not a seamless thing. So, you know, for me, it's a no-brainer, and I'm immensely proud of the fact that we were able to open up the door, if you like, for Sayalala to be available to a new audience.
Absolutely. Siobhan, Niamh and Fionnuala, Gormila Mahagiv Galair. August, Siobhan, before you go, when can people actually watch Sayalala and this sign language version?
Well, it's already launched on TG Car, actually, about 2 weeks ago now. Sorry, I can't remember the date off the top of my head, but all episodes with ISL are available on the Cúla Cathair player and TG Cathair. So anybody who wants to do it can watch it online there, and they're also being broadcast across the schedule. They're in the billings on TV, there'll be ISL in the title. It'll say Sayalala ISL for anybody who's interested in finding it.
No, fair play, Jeeve Galair. Siobhan Ní Grada, the series producer of Sayalala, and also Niamh Ní Cronin, Cúla Cathair, TG Cathair's children's channel lead TV presenter. And Fionnuala Creegan, thank you all for joining us on Galway Talks today. Coming up next, we have Ours to Protect. Good morning, and very welcome to Ireland's Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, I speak to John Byrne, the CEO of Hygeia, about the benefits of organic gardening. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number, that's 086-3833-553. Phone reception on 09177-0077. Email irishtoprotect@goibfm.ie. If you want to get more information on this initiative by IBI and Commissioner Mann, go on to irishprotect.ie, where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on this edition of Irish to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Delighted to say I'm joined in studio by John Byrne, who is the CEO of Hygiea. John, good morning to you. You're welcome on to Ars Protect.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us in studio today. Talk to us first a bit about Hygiea. Who are ye?
Hygiea is a garden care business that's based out in Oramore. It has been in Galway for over 85 years now, started by Donny Coyle and the Coyle family. John Coyle will be well known in Galway back in 1939. And the business originally started out in Nuns Island and moved out to Oramore in the early 80s.
Okay. And your business, like many other businesses, are trying to go more sustainable, and you've actually been awarded for it as well.
Yeah, we were honoured last weekend with the Hardware Association of Ireland, who run a trade show every 2 years. And this year, Hygiea was and won the award for the most sustainable business in Ireland in the sector we operate in, our garden care industry. And that's a follow-up from 2 years prior, where we won Product of the Show award for our seaweed-based product as well. So we were delighted with that.
And what criteria was adjudicated for you to get this award?
Well, they looked at all aspects of our business, and of course, as we know today, sustainability and environmental protection is a big part of what everyone is talking about because of the impact on climate change. And we take that very seriously, and we shoulder a lot of responsibility for that as well. So the judges were really looking across how we have evolved and how the business has grown over the last number of years, and what we're doing and how we're putting our best foot forward in whether it's investment, whether it's in our manufacturing facilities, but also in the products and the opportunities we're giving customers to go and have been able to go and make a decision in store to go and purchase products for their garden needs that are more sustainable.
Mm. Are you finding there's an appetite for that among your consumers and people shopping with you?
I think certainly there is. I think we're all aware of the impact that the carbon emissions and the very significant issue with climate change. We can see it ourselves in Ireland, how our springs are changing and how our summers are changing as well. So look, we all have a responsibility, and together it's the sum of everyone's efforts that's going to actually make an impact. And that's something that can get lost in translation in respect of one person's impact may be seen as so small, but it's actually when we all come together, both industry and customers, consumers, users, is where the real changes can be seen and the real impact can be felt.
Mm. We're talking also about the benefits of going organic in terms of gardening and gardening products, and you have two you'd like to highlight.
Yes, I suppose our business itself has been involved in the garden industry for the last 20, 30 years prior to that. And we still are involved in the agri industry as well. And we also have a veterinary business, but very specifically on garden. A number of years ago, we made a decision that we needed to go and really look at the range of products that we had and to get a better understanding of what going organic meant, and also looking at the natural resources around us here in Galway and how we go and use that as a Galway company to develop a range of garden products that can go and help the lawns to grow and grow better, help your plants, flowers, shrubs, hanging baskets, vegetables, all to grow better and do better as well, without the need for synthetic fertilizers or anything similar. And that was a challenge. It was a major challenge for the business, because those answers are not readily available. And this is more about evolution of our business more than revolution. And when I say that, I mean we started off small. We launched five products, and that range now under our NatureSafe brand has grown now to over 16 products. And to give you an idea of the type of materials that we're using and how we have changed, these products now have either plant-based material in them that is organic certified by an organic body OFNG, which is the Organic Farmers and Growers Association. But we also use locally harvested seaweed as well off the Connemara coast. That's either sold as on its own as a seaweed liquid, also as a granular product, but also we use that to go and is blended with the other products that we have. So we're very much conscious of the use of that. And then as we developed and grew out our understanding of that area, we introduced ice or shell as a slogan snail barrier too, because the Nature Safe brand and our whole ethos and goal in all of this is that it's organic, it must be pet safe, it must be child safe, importantly it must be wildlife safe as well. There's no animal byproducts in any of our products under the Nature Safe brand. But it also must be sustainable. And as well, when we're using seaweed and we're using ice or shell or crustacean shell, as it's better known as, they are also carbon sinks. So when you use sea-sourced material for your garden, you're actually contributing to taking carbon from the atmosphere and burying it in the soil in your garden or in being used up by your plants. So it's actually a very, very strong way of actually contributing to the overall fight against climate change.
Mm. And helpful for biodiversity as well.
Absolutely. I mean, this is about protecting the biodiversity of our soils, which is the absolute source of growth for our garden, but for our vegetables as well. We cannot survive without biodiversity, and biodiversity is everything from not killing your slugs and snails, but protecting your vegetables against them. But that allows then birds to go and live in your garden, but also hedgehog and other wildlife that you may not notice it. Wildlife comes out at night. But it's so important that the food source is there, because it's the food source that brings wildlife to your garden. And with our Nature Safe products, it's around helping the wildlife and helping the biodiversity to become a natural part of everyone's garden.
Mm. If they want to get more details on this, John Byrne, the CEO of Hygeia, where is the best place for doing that?
Certainly on our website, hygeia.ie has all the information there that you need. But also we're on all the social channels, your Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok and so on. So certainly just look up Nature Safe and you'll see our brand there. But on our website is got a huge amount of information there on our products and on what we're doing to go and build our fight against climate change as well.
Mm. John Byrne, the CEO of Hygeia, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you very much.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday for more environmental programming.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info. Laugh.
ships and waltzers, kick about on a summer's day, laughing like we ought to. Dinner and a glass of wine, karaoke in the car, I feel fine. So many good times gone behind, so many more to go. No heart sore sister, no awkward friend, no missing mister, no angel of death, no sneaky jibe is going to kill my own good time. So wreck my buzz, you commit a crime. Out to lunch, jump with a chute as the plane goes down, floating gently to the ground.
And that is Own Good Time by Greenshine. I'm delighted to say that the members of Greenshine join me in studio now this morning. And they are Mary Green, Ella Shine, or Ellie Shine even, and Noel Shine. You're all very welcome into studio today. It's a beautiful and uplifting song, that Own Good Time, and a nice tempo to it as well, Mary.
Yeah, it's a funny one. It kind of came on the back of a few bad events in my own family in Waterford, and I decided to write a song that would ward off the evil eye. But I wanted it to be like a jolly enough thing that wasn't, you know, dragging its feet and making people feel down. So that's where it came from.
Mm. And how would you describe your type of music? Is it folk? Is it... How would you describe it?
Yeah, it is. I suppose it's a mixture of folk...
Contemporary
folk, Americana. We like our American folk.
A little
country.
Bit of country, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's kind of acoustic based, I suppose, as well, you know.
We don't limit ourselves.
We don't.
What I love about you as well is you're a family band, and the name Greenshine actually comes from the two surnames, Mary Green and Noel Shine, put together Greenshine.
Yeah, that's it.
That's correct, yeah.
And my own family and Noel's were stuck in music. You know, and Ellie went on to be stuck in music. My own brother, Willie Green, spent a lot of time, many years in Galway, and loved living here and was part of the music scene here. So, like, when we decided to bring Ellie into the fold, it used to be myself and Noel, we decided we needed a band name, so it just kind of seemed a bit logical, really.
What is it like playing with your wife in a band? And now daughter as well.
Careful now.
Overall, it has worked out very well, I must say. I mean, we're not at each other's throats or anything like that. Like, so, yeah, it works very well, really. It's lovely, really. It's the best you could imagine, I suppose, you know, when it goes well.
And how do you divvy it up in terms of writing music and composing music, etc.?
Mary Green would be the chief songwriter. But we've also done a few things that we've published as well, and Ellie has written parts of some of the songs.
Yeah.
And
we all kind of fall into our own roles.
We all fall in, yeah.
Even in terms of at the gigs, we all kind of go off and do our own little thing and then come back together to sing the songs.
Yeah.
I think it's lovely. I think your voices together, ladies, they really complement each other very nicely.
Thank you.
Thanks very
much.
And when we unleash Noel Shine, then...
Yeah, you should hear him get going.
You should hear me.
the mega power.
There is something about the family voice, though, I think, is something special always.
Definitely. Talk to us about Greenshine, because you've been going now, is it in around the 10-year mark?
It's a bit more than that, I'd say. Ellie was only 12, like, when she started. She joined us for a few songs... in some of the gigs, and then drifted into the band as a full-time member very, very soon afterwards. So it's been going like that for maybe nearly 15 years. And then before that, it was Mary and Noel for, I suppose, since the 80s. Since the 80s, 84, 85. Yeah.
85.
And we used to go to America a good bit and tour in the States as a duo, like with other people and that kind of thing. And then when we came back and had the children, then we decided we wouldn't be going there anymore because, you know, it's too awkward.
So. Yeah. Sorry. And you've had a lot of accolades over the past few years as well, including that RTE Folk Awards Best Group nominees.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we were absolutely honoured to get that, and we went up and we performed at it live.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was great. Yeah, it was quite the experience.
And I know, Ellie, you're doing a bit of work, and you've done a bit of work with TG Cahir.
Yes, I've dipped my toe. Nothing major, but I lended my voice to a dub of a cartoon, which they are now showing, I believe, on the TG Cahir Junior channel. Coola Cahir, is it?
Yeah, Coola Cahir. Yeah.
But something I definitely would be interested in.
Tell the people the name of it now, in case they want to hear it.
So, Os Gaeilge, it is Gus an Rithera Beag Bídeach, because I would be fluent in Irish. I went to an Irish school all my life, so yeah, great to have that in the bag, and hopefully more on the horizon.
Definitely, and I suppose you're very busy this weather now. I know you've a lot of gigs come up, including one in Woodford tomorrow night. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's brilliant to be back in Galway to be playing, because myself and Noel have always played in Galway, and the Galway crowd is lovely. They seem to get what we do, you know. So this is a new gig for us. We've never played there before. We've heard great things about it, though. So yeah, we're delighted to be going there tomorrow night.
Absolutely, and it's happening there in the Cornerstone Bar in Woodford. And what is the time you're getting off, and tickets going well?
Tickets going well. I'd say there'll be a few left on right if people want to venture out, or else they're on Eventbrite. The doors are at 8 o'clock, I believe, and we'll be horsing it out then soon after that.
Brilliant. And now you've a new bit of music that you're going to play for us very shortly. Talk to us a bit about that, and New Moon on Friday.
Yeah, so New Moon on Friday is the title track of our latest album, and it's a song. It's another Mary Greene original. Most of our songs are Mary Greene originals, and this one is one that was kind of sitting around in notebooks for years and years, but I always really liked it. So when we were thinking about our new album and what we might play for that, or what we might sing for that, I landed on that one, New Moon on Friday, and it's kind of a country torch song, I suppose, is how you describe it.
It's awful sad.
It's awful sad.
And then after the Woodford gig now tomorrow night, what are the plans for St. Patrick's weekend and into the future in terms of gigs?
Just all around the place.
A few things happening in March, yeah. And then a few things happening each month from then on, I suppose. Nothing around Patrick's weekend apart from this one now, tomorrow night in Woodford.
Yeah, I mean, we're all over the place. We're in Leitrim, and we're up in Clifton for the Clifton Arts. We're in Forest Fest in the summer, in Emo, and hopefully maybe in between that we'll be playing another Galway gig, you know. As I say, we love Galway and we have family connections, you know. It means a lot to us to come back to Galway.
Yeah, what are the connections to Galway?
Well, I mentioned my brother there, and he was a big part of the folk and traditional scene for many years, Willie Green, very fondly remembered by people who loved him, but he could be a cranky fecker too, you know. He could be cranky, but the people who loved him really loved him.
Yeah.
And he was part of that great Galway scene in the 80s and 90s. He's no longer with us now, and there's little bits of ashes of his floating in the cladder. I brought him up. So yeah, I suppose that's our main connection with Galway. But like, myself and Noel have been coming to Galway for a long, long time, you know. Love it up here.
Yeah, I think it's a great place for the type of music you're doing as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Definitely. Yeah, we've always had a good reception here, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very good, really.
We've lots of friends up here too, in the music scene up in Galway, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Mary Greene, Ellie Shine and Noel Shine, thank you all for joining us from Green Shine here on Music Mornings on Galway Talks. And you're going to play us out now with New Moon on Friday. Here it is.
There was a time when the dreams that were mine were yours as well, my dear, till they drifted slowly to the ground and faded like the falling year. I saw the light of love in
in your eyes, and that love once set us free. Now it's the darkness of duty that keeps you here with me. There's a new moon on Friday. It'll give you the strength to go. That same new moon will light my way to the truth that I must know. Love cannot be a chain of gold. Love must be a key. And I open up my arms now so you can fly. Peeling paint. It'll be a lie if you see me smile as I lead you to the door. And there'll be times when I will curse you and wonder what our love was for. There's a new moon on Friday. It'll give you the strength to go. That same new moon will light my way to the truth that I must know. Love cannot be a chain of gold. Love must be a key. And I open up my arms now so you can fly away from me. And there were never any angels in this house, just the light of love. And now the light's gone out. Love cannot be a chain of gold. Love must be a key. And I open up my arms now so you can fly away from me. I open up my arms now so you can fly away from me.
That is the wonderful Green Shine, and they're playing in the Cornerstone in Woodford tomorrow night, so make sure to go down and support them as well. Now, though, a day earlier than planned, we have our sports preview with Ollie Turner. Ollie, good morning.
Apparently we all have to talk horse this week, John. Do you know anything about horses?
I don't, but I hope I don't know anything about boxing either. I see you've posted something there.
Oh yeah, first things first, I met with Martin McDonagh yesterday. He was the young lad who went over to box with the Irish team for the Olympic qualifiers in Italy last weekend. Now, he lost out by the narrowest of narrow margins. So there's five judges in amateur boxing, three rounds, and it's all on the line because it's a place in the Summer Olympics in Paris up for grabs.
Yeah.
So three judges went for this Russian, Denis Latipov, who's now boxing under the Bahrain flag, as so many of the Russians are, because obviously they can't fight under the Russian flag. And Eddie Martin's defeat by the narrowest of margins means that he's going to have to go now to Bangkok in Thailand for the second Olympic qualifier in May for his chance to make the Olympics. Now, as it turned out, Latipov in the fight after was the victim of one of those amateur boxing decisions that comes up every now and again. And another Irish girl, Gráinne Welsh, is the subject of much talk on social media and in the newspapers as well about her suffering a very controversial defeat. Mm. Ultimately, it's very subjective when you look at a judge looking at a boxing match, you know, do you go red, do you go blue, based on who you think is winning. But some of the decisions are really dodgy. And this was a hometowner where the Italian, where the thing was being held, a hometown boy, got the decision over Latipov. So, cut a long story short, this Russian is back in the qualifier with Martin McDonagh at super heavyweight level, 92 kgs plus, in May. So there's every chance he'll meet him again. So I met with Martin, had a good chat with him. He was obviously disappointed, but you could see the determination in his eye. He's only 21, John.
Yeah.
And as I put up on the website there, the Irish boxing, which is, of course, just generating Olympic medals for the last 100 years for Ireland, they call him Project 28 because they see him as a certainty for the LA Games in 2028. Now, Martin doesn't want to know about that. He says, I'm 21. I want to go there now. I'm not waiting until I'm 25, where he definitely will. But he's got one more chance in Thailand. But I couldn't believe the fact that he sets off on a Monday morning at 7 o'clock, drives to Dublin, trains five days a week, twice a day in Crumlin, and then comes home at the weekends and does a bit of workout at home. And there's no one really to box him, so he ends up sparring with his brothers and with anybody he can find to spar at home. But obviously there's more chance of him to find somebody in Dublin. But he's doing that without any work or any support. And I said, my God, I mean, I know nobody had ever heard of him up until a few weeks ago, but now surely people know about Martin McDonagh, and surely there are businesses out there in Tuam and Galway that would take this guy under their wing and give him a few bob just to cover his expenses for the next 2 months until he gets on that plane to Paris. And that would need a big, you know, a big effort to get him to Bangkok and Thailand in the best possible shape. But he's not getting funding, he's not getting sponsorship, so surely there's four or five businesses out there that could row in and throw a few bob his way just to give him, get, like, if nothing else, just to pay the tolls up and down to Dublin to pay for petrol. Help this guy, because he's going to be the next big thing, and you have a chance to get in there now and get your name on his sleeve and on his top. That's my rant for now with what will probably be the next big thing to come out of amateur boxing. A lot of Gaelic games this weekend. I'll get to the races in a few minutes time, and of course in schools, Gaelic games in particular, we've got three Galway schools going for All-Ireland Final Glory this weekend, John. We're doing all three games live on Galway Bay FM, including St. Enda's, Coláiste Aithne, as they are. They're in action at 12 o'clock on Saturday in Tulla. And it's the same venue in Clare tomorrow at 2:30 for Coláiste Uaire in Ballygar, and they're All-Ireland Final. And of course we've got St. Rayfield's on Saturday. Mm-hmm. The hurlers and footballers, as you've been mentioning already, they're in Pearse Stadium on the double on Saturday. Hurlers playing Limerick, the footballers are playing Dublin. Today's racing, day three of the Cheltenham Festival. Again, even if you know nothing about it, the big race today is the Stairs Hurdle. And we're all interested in this Flooring Porter, who you've all heard of. So there's obviously a connection here with Galway in terms of the ownership and Climber Daily connections. So keep an eye on Flooring Porter, hovering around 12-1 I saw this morning for the Stairs Hurdle. This horse has already won twice in Cheltenham. If it was win a three time, there'll be a lot of people floored with Porter on the back of winning money on this one. Soccer tonight, Liverpool are home and hosed already against Sparta Prague. They're 5-1 up going into the second league at Anfield. Brighton look out of it. They're 4-0 down against Roma. Rangers, Benfica 2-2. West Ham 1-0 down. So they're the interesting games in the Europa League. And we'll have the Irish rugby team against Scotland shortly. That's being named for Saturday's Six Nations clash. And the Players' Championship in golf, minus a whole heap of players who are gone to live, they get underway at Sawgrass with Rory McIlroy first out just after 12:30.
Thank you, Ollie. And that is it from the programme from today. My thanks to Darren Kelly, who produced, and Siobhan, who took your calls on reception as well. A reminder, tomorrow we're coming from O'Connor's Bar in Salt Hill. A great programme lined up for you for Community Matters. We'll be looking at how Salt Hill became the go-to resort in Ireland with Catherine Shields and the wonderful Mary Bennett as well. We're talking about the village of Salt Hill. We have Edwina, who'll be joining us there, Edwina Rickard, to discuss that and much more. We have the history of Salt Hill with Tom Kenny of the famous bookstore. We have some of the swimmers coming in to us as well. Brace yourselves for that, and not just because the water is cold. All that plus lots more on Community Matters tomorrow. Join myself, John Morley, from O'Connor's Bar, live between 9 and 12. Up next is Ronan Lardner with the Livewire. Have a very good afternoon. Take care.